It truly is the end of an era this coming Sunday, because Sunday will mark the closure of Craig House in Sligo, established way back in 1955 to care for those with intellectual disabilities. And it has grown hugely during those 66 years as a nursing school, a national school, and with the opening of various community homes. So for many, it'll be a very sad occasion as well this weekend. We were last down at Craig back in Christmas 2019, just before the COVID pandemic hit. And it was clear then, when we broadcast live, what Craig means to everybody concerned.
I live, I work with Jordan and Elaine and Arlene in Sunset. And I like my work, what I do in Sunset every day. And I live here in the unit with Cathy and a teacher, Karen and who is the
everybody
who I work with, and they're very, very good to me.
Okay, I can tell you that was quite a joyous occasion when we were down there. This Sunday, a special celebration has been held to mark the closure of Craig. A service will be held, there'll be a tour of the campus and so forth. We're joined on the line now by a man who's been synonymous with life at Craig for so many years. It's Chaplain Father John Carl. Father John, good morning to you. Welcome
good
to
morning,
the programme.
Good morning, Niall.
What are your thoughts in these last few days of Craig?
Oh, well, look, the most immediate is hearing again that little piece from December 19. You all here, you were very welcome. Tommy Fleming was the guest, and one of our friends, staff members, Anne, had she had entered us for some kind of competition that you were running there.
That's correct, yeah.
It was a wonderful day. It was a wonderful gathering. That'll be the kind of thing now that we miss, you know, we will miss. Yeah.
And remind us again, how many years have you been involved in Craig, or chaplain of Craig?
Well, I'm 34 years, Niall.
A long time. And you've got to know the residents and their families over that period.
Yes, I have, I suppose, you know, and it has been a great gift to me, you know. I think any of us who have lived here, worked here, we look back over the years, however many are so, with great thanks, sense of thanksgiving, really, you know, that's part of what we're about on Sunday, is acknowledging an experience it has been for us all. That we're kind of a very large community of people, but they are. Our residents, our service users, as we sometimes call them, and at the centre of it, and their families, and the sisters, of course, who started off the whole thing, but to be part of it has been something we all look back on with gratitude, you know, which has been for me personally, anyhow. I can say that's a great.
Yeah, and most of the residents have now been relocated and have been for the past, year and a half or so. There's only a few residents left in Craig House,
I think,
at the moment.
That's right, Niall, yeah. Within a few weeks, they will also have gone to their new houses, you know. And the houses are lovely. They're out all around the Sligo area itself, and then out in the county, and here and there into Leitrim as well, you know. We'll miss them in the sense of being together with them here around Craig. Still some of our day services here, but that's just for the time being. But we won't lose contact with them. Excuse me. It's a kind of a geographical change rather, you know, than a change in the kind of relationship we have with one another. You know, we'll be on the road, and staff will be, you know, as day and night time too, you know, going to be with our friends wherever they are now living.
Yeah, and I know you've done your best to stay in touch with residents who have been located elsewhere, but it's been difficult, of course, with COVID.
It has been, and fortunately, the phone for my in my own case, the phone has been the main link. You know, ringing the houses and getting to chat with members of staff and often with residents themselves. You know, like to come to the phone. We have a few little words together. That has been there, but also, interestingly, Bridie, that was Bridie, I'm pretty sure on the clip there, she mentioned Sunset Club. And in Sunset, the two staff in charge there, Geraldine and Arlene, they developed quite a Zoom business over the COVID period, whereby they were able to link up with houses in the community by Zoom. And so that has been a big help as well, and I've been a little bit involved in that in the later stages of it, at least. No.
Okay. Well, I know, and we got a sense of it in that program a couple of years ago. You have a very, very special and strong bond with everybody involved with Craig. You're going to miss that, I'm sure, hugely.
Yeah, it's going. I am. The simple answer is I am, because there was. A real sense of community here around in the place itself. You know, people are very, very friendly and glad to see you. You're meeting on an everyday basis. Just parking the car, you're sure to meet somebody, you know. And you had then those special occasions where you all came together. But you were always part of a large group of people whom you knew, and in fact, one of the wonderful things about our friends here is how they always know you. You know, if a staff would say if they've been away for some years for one reason or another, they come back, or if they meet somebody downtown, the person who knows you, remember you, and It's lovely for us, you know, that feeling of being known and accepted by our friends and befriended by them, you know. That's the lovely thing, and that includes the school too. You know, the school is a very big part of the community, and that is fortunately remaining on, and it's right beside me here in the house where I'm speaking to you from, the chaplain's house, and we have over 60. Pupils in the school, and they're out for their walks, and they're out in the playground, and you're meeting their teachers and their special needs assistants, and sometimes family members, and so on. So that fortunately will remain, but that sense of a centre like we used to, it was always the hub, as somebody called it recently, of around reception, you know, and the switchboard area there. That's where everything happened. Karina was there, and everything would be, if you want to find out anything or
that's where
want to meet somebody, that was the place to go. Yeah.
This listener says, Father Carl is fantastic. All of the clients in Craig love him. This listener's daughter has been there for a long time, and all she does is talk about Father Carl. the Brennans, Patricia Frank and the Brennans, say quite simply that Father John is Craig. He's always there for services, for service users and staff. He's a valued member of my family circle.
And
that's what it is. There has been that family connection.
It is
connection.
The kind of family atmosphere about the whole thing, all right. And, you know, it just a thought that crossed my mind. I was thinking of our chat this morning, Niall, is that when Sunday is, you know, the day where we're looking back, it's a remembrance and thanksgiving and hope. But you know, the remembrance will change with sadness too, because we miss people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of family connections. So Lord of the Dance will get one more airing on
yes.
Sunday.
Yes. Oh, look. Well, you just can't have any celebration in Craig without Lord of the, without that music and without that song and without our friends to sing it. But now we have a little bit of a problem, but we've overcome it, I think, Niall, for Sunday. You know that congregational singing, as it's called, is not recommended by in view of the COVID and so on,
yeah,
in churches generally. So we have a lovely solo singer, Kathy, one of our own staff, is going to be doing the honours there. But we have to curtail our usual singing. But we were worried, what would we do about Dance Dance, you know, at the end? So fortunately, and here history again with Ocean FM, you remember all the times that you came out here and recorded our Sunday Mass,
yeah,
in Craig. We've had one or two other recordings as well, and we're able to salvage the finale from one of them, and we're going to play that at the end of the Mass on Sunday.
Okay, well that's good.
You'll get a sense of the crowd singing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, the singing may be curtailed, but the enthusiasm won't. That's for sure.
No,
12 o'clock. 12 o'clock on Sunday is the Mass, and then there'll be a short tour of the campus, and then a reception in the recreation hall. So it'll be a joyous occasion, but a sad one as well, I know, and lots of people with great memories.
And a time to thank people too. You know, the local community has been a huge factor in the unfolding story of Craig. You know, from the earliest days, you know, when the sisters arrived and they were welcomed by local people, but all through the years, the families and friends of Craig were very involved. You know, support of every kind, including major fundraising too. You know, it has been. To me, it has been a little bit like my experience with hospice. You know that the people of Sligo and Sligo Leitrim area took it on and carried us. You know.